defining the standard, it gives you a 1 point. So it gives you that 40 dBA or 45 dBA number. That's in the SEC rules.
Okay. It says shall not exceed the greater of 45 dBA. What does that mean to you?
So in other words, you have a compliance period, whether it's 10 minutes, whether it's an hour. If I'm measuring sound from the window for an entire week, it's 168 hours. So those hours that I know the turbine is really the dominant source of sound, during the day it can't be over 45 during any of those hours. At night it can't be over 40. That's the shall not exceed limits. You can't go over those limits.
Okay, we understand we can't go over those limits. We understand what the weighted equivalent means. So really, in your opinion, is there a compliance period written into this rule?
There is not. And that is probably one of the reasons we're sitting here today, because there's not. If I may go back to the second part of your question, you asked about A-weighted equivalent. I'll let you answer the A-weighted part.
I was about to ask that. What does equivalent mean to you?
I think that's the question I've heard a few times, so I want to make sure I gave you an answer for that. So equivalent sound is the LEQ. That's the descriptor that you see. And it can be LAEQ, which is A-weighted equivalent sound level, or LCEQ, which is just a C-weighted equivalent sound level. So equivalent sound level is basically taking all the sound energy over a defined period of time. Again, you've got to have some defined period of time. It could be 1 minute, it could be 10 minutes, it could be whatever, 8 hours. But over that defined period of time, the sound levels are going to vary somewhat. In the first any source of sound, they will have some variation in them. And the equivalent sound level takes all that energy. And thankfully, the sound level meter do this now internally with computer code, which goes back to our calculus textbooks and try to integrate the area under a curve. And basically, it takes all that sound energy and gives you an equivalent one number as if that sound stayed the entire time. And the thing about the equivalent sound level is it weights the higher sound level. That's what the LEQ does. And I didn't sit in through the hearings on the rule adoption, but my guess is that's probably why the LEQ was chosen as a metric, because it does weight those higher sound levels. So like 40 dBA LEQ at night, any higher sound energy from the turbines is going to be counted in that LEQ calculation. It's not distant. So even though it's I don't like to use the word average. It's really an integration of energy over the entire time period. But it's a one number equivalent calculation over that time. Does that make sense?
You say it happens on the average
for that time period.
The 80 of a second that the meters pick up a data point. Is there a reason why 8 seconds is used versus a 1 second?
I'm just old enough to remember having used the old analog sound level meters when I started my career. And the thinking back in the day was you use a slow response so the needle wouldn't jump around so much. It would slow it down. If you use a fast response, there's a little bit more wiggle because your sample takes 8 times a second, if you will. Maybe a second sample wiggle. So, again, now with digital technology, pretty much the fast response is what we see today for any kind of testing programs.
Let me ask it a different way. How quickly does a human ear pick up sounds?
Again, it all depends on the individual's hearing and how comfortable it is. I don't honestly know if I can tell 1/8 of a second. It could be different sounds over a 1 second period. I don't think I can tell that. I've never been tested for that kind of refined ability. So I don't have a good answer for you on that one. But I think we'd be hard pressed to know how sound is changing. Unless of course it changed dramatic. When I say dramatic, we're talking a very large change, 10, 20 decibels over a very short period of time. A decibel or two change, we're not going to.
Okay, so the 8th of a many data points as possible, right?
That's fair.
Yes. And to average that for an LEQ, it's usually an LEQ with some time period set to it. Is that the way the standard works?
That's the way all the regulations, I shouldn't say all, most of the federal regulations that we have try to incorporate in time period. Not all of them do, some of them omit it, just for whatever reason they omit it, but most of them do put in time period, yes.
And you said LEQ would be LAQ of T, which would be 0.125, is unreasonable. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever because a data point that can't be split.
Yes, correct.
How would that be different than an LMAX standard? Is an LMAX just the blip in time, or is it an average type of standard?
So an LMAX is not that different than what either of us have. An LMAX would have been, what is the highest sound level that you measure, again, over some period of time? You know, the LMAX over 1 hour might be different than the LMAX over an entire day. Different hours during the day. But I mean, an LMAX over a defined period of time, right? Again, it's a very short, instantaneous sound level, which again goes against some of those four criteria I gave you before in terms of trying to have a reasonable sound standard, because an LMAX is a very, it can be very variable, whether it's a gust of wind, whether it's any type of source sounds that might intrude that are not necessarily the source when you're trying to measure specific. And LMAX will pick it up. And it may obviously what you're really trying to measure, which is another reason the L10 and L9 are very, very useful statistical metrics in wind turbine compliance testing. I've tested dozens and dozens of wind farms post construction. If I see the L10, the LQ, and the L9, those three numbers, I can know right away that sound is really wind turbine sound and not issued very, very close together. Should not be that much different.
Right, so you said the LAEQ 0.125 would be, in your mind, equivalent to an LMAX standard, and that's a reasonable standard for a wind farm.
I'm agreeing, yes, I think the LMAX and 1 eighth of a second LAEQ, they can be a little bit different, but they're not wildly different.
And you'd also agree that the compliance standard that's in the rule and in the certificate don't have a compliance period assigned to the shall not exceed degree or 45 dBA.
It did not include a time period, you're correct.
What is the reasonable time period that they should have considered in the rule from your wind farm experience?
Sure. I would say a minimum of 10 minutes would be the absolute smallest time period that you consider. We see that up in a lot of other jurisdictions, like 10 minutes. A lot of jurisdictions make you collect multiple 10-minute periods and then take them and do some further calculations with them. A lot of the jurisdictions that do put time period in there, put in the 1 hour. But if I suggest my opinion, I'd say 10 minutes would be the absolute minimum
I'm coming from a transportation side, and that's what we do. We have to take measurements of 10 minutes or up to 30 minutes or whatever. So we can just extract it enough to now. So we recommend establishing staying here, or would you do that? Say, LAQ 10 minutes.
As a practical matter, we're going to have 6 10-minute periods because we're measuring for many, many days. So you can end up with 6 10-minutes every hour. And you could do it either way. You could make the 10-minute period itself a compliance period, or you could make an aggregate into take those 6 10-minute periods, because the LEQ, if you have 6 10-minute LEQs, for example, you could very easily calculate a 1 hour LEQ. The math is very straightforward. It's fine, you can do that. The beauty of that is, say for example, in general, the research has shown this initial report came out right after the standards were adopted, but the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center has sponsored a wind turbine acoustic study. And the research, I was involved in that actually, and the research showed that, you know, the shorter the time period is, the more unreliable any kind of standard or metric has been. If you try to show compliance with any type of source, wind turbines or something else, they showed in the research that 1 hour standard showed good agreement with pre-construction modeling, which is what you're trying to get. You're trying to have somebody proposing a project, and they know the rules, and they know the rules about how they